Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit. Available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. If you are interested, you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 30s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, at 400 Cedar Ave in the Northside. Food and refreshments are available. If you'd like to make a reservation, they can be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 for reservations. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Here's your music calendar for the weekend. Friday the 15th at Stage AE is Yo Gabba Gabba at 4:30 p.m. At Spirit at 6 is Skullfest 15, featuring Negative Approach, Crosses, Iron Lung, Short Leash, Commitment, Skronto, True Body, Nervosas, Symphony Flowers, Extradition, and Veneno. At 7 p.m. at the Roboto Project is Ananori and Dr. Girlfriend with Ghost Year and Yute Often. 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls is Uno with Windsor. At the Pittsburgh Winery, Bill Henry Band, and Thunderbird is August Williams. Austin Williams. Saturday the 16th at the Pittsburgh Winery is Mike Marks at 5 p.m. 6 p.m. at Spirit Hall is Skullfest 15 featuring Destroy, Drop Dead, Glope, Destruct, Submachine, and Grassy Knoll. 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls is A Dangerous Summer with Rose Colored World. And at the Government Center, Options, Soft Surface, Ian, and Missing. Sunday the 17th at 6 p.m. at Spirit is more of the Skullfest 15 featuring Stormcrow, Languid, Zyclone, Death Gasp, Matar, Bat, Heaven's Gate, Vicious Blade, Shooting Pain, and Ancient Torture. At 8 p.m. at the Roboto Project is Royal Dog, A Loner, Language of the Heart. If you're a representative of a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like us to list your events in our music calendar, please send an email with all the details, including date, time, place, and performers, to music-calendar@wrct.org. This calendar is updated each week on Wednesday afternoon.
off your eyes. That don't change my mind. Don't cry. All that's off your eyes. I just feel that we ain't gon' mind. Feel it in my soul, cause I'm dry. Please don't cry. All that's off your eyes. That don't change my mind. Your eyes. That don't change my mind. Don't, baby. Don't from your eyes. I just feel that we ain't gonna run. Feeling in my soul, cause I tried. Don't, I just feel that don't from your eyes. That don't change my mind.
got Nettles in the studio with me today doing all of the beats. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're about halfway through.
Music lovers, you may be interested in these other shows from WRCT, 8 Miles High, and When You Touch Down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. From East Panama to the world, Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From East Panama to the world presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth. Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body. And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s, with appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov. Your eyes are windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem and that can be easily corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Bye. listening to WICT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM on the dial or online at WICT.org. I'm Smoko, and this is Go Fetch with me, Smoko. That was just Formosa in the studio with us today. And that's about it for us. Up next is Courts in Session with America's favorite DJ attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. So if you're interested, stay tuned right to this station because we got a special show coming up. But that's it for us in the studio today. I'm Smoko. This is Go Fetch. And you're listening to WICT Pittsburgh.
In Idaho, a teacher was recently forced to take down a poster in her classroom that said, "Everyone is welcome here." They said that was a divisive political statement. And you know what? From the fascist point of view, that is a divisive political statement because their goal is to ensure that everybody is not welcome in this country. And it starts with this war in the classroom to teach kids that this is the new reality.
That's Jesse Hagopian, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Jesse Hagopian on the war on education. The right-wing war on education is well documented. The battleground extends from elementary and middle school all the way up to Harvard and Columbia. Books have been cut from curricula and pulled from school library shelves. Teachers have been fired. Schools that teach critical race theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion are being threatened with defunding. The radical right wants to control what is being taught. They want to turn the educational system into an indoctrination machine. Their goal includes plans to abolish the Department of Education. Students who peacefully protest and exercise their First Amendment rights have been, in some cases, suspended, expelled, and even denied their diplomas. Some international students have had their visas canceled and may face deportation. Jesse Hagopian says, "What's at stake is the freedom to expose injustice and to tell the truth." Our guest today is Jesse Hagopian. He's a Seattle-based educator who has taught in public schools for over 20 years. He's the director of the Zen Education Project's Teaching for Black Lives campaign. He is an editor of Rethinking Schools and the author of Teach Truth, The Struggle for Anti-Racist Education. He spoke at Socialism 2025 in Chicago in July. And now, Jesse Hagopian.
There is a war going on right now to eradicate ways of knowing that challenge power. And my book talks about this war, but it's not just about the repression, it's also about the resistance, both the brave resistance happening right now and the long legacy of the fight for black education and liberatory ways of knowing. You know, I just want to stress that because education at its best isn't just preparation for work under capitalism, it's preparation for freedom. We fight for schools that don't just sort and rank children, but help them build solidarity, that don't just serve a capitalist economy, but serve meeting human needs, and don't just enrich a few wealthy parasites, but actually expand our sense of belonging, our imagination, and help us build a world where nobody is disposable. And so I offer this talk today not just as political strategy for how to fight back against billionaires and white supremacists, but also as a fulfillment of my promise to my ancestors that I wouldn't lie about their experience and that I would share it with everyone that I could. The laws today are becoming so over the top. They're just so absurd. These laws that are being passed to regulate what we can think about, that really only the Onion can fully capture the situation. Did people see the Onion headline from a couple years ago? There's a photo of a black teacher at the head of the class. And it says, teacher fired for breaking state's critical race theory law after telling students she's black. And then Seattle has a version of the Onion that might be even better. You guys read the needling. The needling had a picture of Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida, and the headline said, Florida bans the letters LGBTQ from the alphabet. Right, and then the whole article is like quotes from Florida officials that leave out those letters. Never did much reading, right? But you know, the satire is barely distinguishable from the reality. I mean, the reality is more absurd than that. You have to think about what Florida is actually doing. Right now, the official state curriculum in Florida says that slavery is of, quote, personal benefit to black people. This is not in the Ku Klux Klan's youth handbook. This is in the official state curriculum. In Florida, they banned the AP African American Studies. We know that. But do people know that it's a felony if you get caught with a banned book in your classroom? It's a 5-year jail sentence with a $5,000 fine. They went so far as to banning the dictionary in one Florida school district because, after all, it does have the word transgender in it. It does have the word sex and racism. When I say that the reality is more absurd than the Onion can come up with, this is what I'm talking about. In Idaho, a teacher was recently forced to take down a poster in her classroom that said, everyone is welcome here. They said that was a divisive political statement. And you know what? From the fascist point of view, that is a divisive political statement because their goal is to ensure that everybody is not welcome in this country. And it starts with this war in the classroom to teach kids that this is the new reality. Across the country, kids have been banned from learning about the Tulsa Massacre, Japanese American incarceration during World War II. A study in the Washington Post back in 2022 showed that over 160 educators across the country had been fired or pushed out of their classroom for teaching about race, gender, or sexuality. And we know that number was low then, and it certainly has increased by a lot now. And we're talking about people like Amy Donofrio in Florida, who taught at Robert E. Lee High School. A high school named after a genocidal maniac who murdered more people than any war, than all the wars in U.S. history combined. A school named after a genocidal white supremacist, and she put up a sign in her classroom that said Black Lives Matter so that kids knew that in this hostile white supremacist space that this was a safe place for them. And she was fired for doing so and learned that she was fired by on the radio when she heard the governor say that they were going after her for her wokeness. You know, Matthew Hahn was fired in Tennessee for teaching an award-winning author, Ta-Nehisi Coates. You have James Whitfield, a black principal in Texas, who after George Floyd was murdered, sent out an email to his school community saying that systemic racism is alive and well. And he was pushed out. You have my friend Melissa Temple in Wisconsin. Incredible educator, veteran teacher, former editor with Rethinking Schools, who's teaching first grade, and her kids wanted to sing a song called Rainbow Land for the school musical. Highly subversive song. Okay, we're talking about a pop song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton here, okay, that doesn't even mention LGBTQ plus people, but does say we should live in a world where we're all treated equally. And she thought they had the right to sing that song, even though the principal banned it and the school district backed up that ban. And so on her own time, on a Friday after school at home, on her private Twitter account, she tweets out, "I think they should have the right to sing this song." And she showed up for school on Monday, and there was a head of HR in the school office and a police officer that escorted her out of the building, and she never got to see her children again. Right? Those first graders, that relationship just severed. Fired. Still no longer teaching. When we say fascism is rising in this country, we've been knowing it before Trump got elected, because if you're in the education field, you saw how this was working. I call these efforts to ban honest education, to ban books, I call them